This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
...that are happening in the world today. It's only right that we speak about what's happening in Palestine. It's only right that since we're all congregated here together in unity as Muslims, for us also to remember the struggle, the true struggle of our brothers in a Sham region in Palestine, where many of the ahadith of the end days, the Malahim al-Kubra, the signs of the end times, are related to that specific geography. And when I see the images, as I'm sure you do as well, of children, young girls in the hands of women and men, at the hands of the Zionists who have tried to and continue to oppress our brothers and sisters for 75 years. There's no doubt that that fills me with a rage that I haven't felt for a long time. Does it fill you with a rage?
Yes.
Let me ask that question again, because I want to understand and gauge the emotional reaction of the people here in Birmingham. Does it fill you with a rage?
Yes.
Does it make you angry to see young children crying on the floor under rubble because of the cowardly Zionists that are afraid of face-to-face confrontation?
Yes.
Does it make you angry to know that in the very country that we're living in, that our political leaders have no word of condemnation to say about those children? Does it? Are we as the Muslim people going to accept them trying to gag us and to shut us up and to tell us that waving the Palestinian flag is an act of terrorism? Is that what we're going to expect?
No.
We're not going to accept that here in Birmingham, in London, or anywhere else. This is an important thing. And it's more than just dua, although that is the most important thing that we can do. Raising awareness on this issue is extremely important. But I want to say something to tie it to the themes of today. When you see the Zionists attacking children at this level, where they become less than human, effectively, and some of them are speaking in this way, they're saying, we're fighting human animals. Wallahi, if we were over a zoo of animals, if we, the people here, went together and we went to the local zoo and we sprayed white phosphorus over the zoo because we claimed there was a few dangerous animals inside of it, and we indiscriminately bombarded that zoo, they would call us terrorists because we are attacking the animals. But when these people see our own children, little girls, in the hands of their parents, they don't actually see it as much as they see their dog at home that licks their face because they are people of Najasa. The dog and the cat that they have at home, the pet, in this country, I guarantee you, they rate those animals, they respect those animals, they love those animals more than they love us. Wallahi, it's not just the people of Palestine. Those elements, the Zionists and their supporters, they are dehumanizing every single one of you. And it's not just the Zionists and their supporters. There are many segments of society, unfortunately, a growing number that feels that way about us. Some of them want to take our bodies, and the other ones want to take our soul. We need to learn now that we're not going to be able to ally with these people at all. Whether it's the left wing, who are forcing our children LGBTQ brainwashing in our schools, even though it's against their understanding of human rights, because according to the Charter, we have a right to educate our own children according to our views, according to the human rights. Yet they're forcing our children this, trying to take their souls away from them. And on the right wing, wallahi, they don't care if you're alive or dead. This is the environment that we're living in. We have no time to bicker. In the da'wah, mashayikh, the ulama, the imams, we have no time to bicker, do we?
No.
Do we have time?
No.
Do we have time for this unity? These matters are the matters in which we must come together on birri wa taqwa. We as the Muslim Ummah must come together as one jasad, one body. Al-Muslim kal-jasad al-wahid. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Muslim to the other Muslim is like one body. In another hadith he says, kal-bunyan, like a building, yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. It pulls itself together. Wallahi, those elements in society will never accept you. وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. Those Jews and Christians will never accept you, the Quran says, until you follow their way. So do men and women in our families, husbands and wives, do we have the luxury of being at each other's throats, at being in a war with each other, at disuniting the family, of doing qata' al-rahim, which is one of the major sins of Islam, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, la yadkhul jannah qati'un. The one who cuts the ties of kinship will not enter Jannah. And we have people withholding the children from their father. We have people not speaking to their mother. We have people not discussing. You have relatives that you don't even speak to. How are we meant to face the world when we can't even face our own families? We can't even get unity in your own home. You're incapable because you hold grudges. We hold grudges. And we have ghil and hasad and hiqd, envy and anger and resentment. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah asks, is it not time for the believers, for their hearts, to be softened by the remembrance of Allah? It is time. It is time. What can you do for Palestine? What can you do for the oppressed Muslims all over the world? Start with your own homes. Start with your own communities. Enough is enough of this masjid attacking this masjid on this for trivial and peripheral issues. We've got big issues. We have Zionists trying to take over Masjid al-Aqsa, killing our children. We have LGBT. We have the feminists. We have this one. This one wants to take your soul, and this one wants to take your body. And we're fighting each other. Is that reasonable? Is it reasonable? What we will do, therefore, I'm not asking you pledge for money or charity or fundraising, but make a pledge within yourself that when you go back home to your families, that you will, and I will, and we will swallow our pride. We will swallow our pride. If your wife is upsetting you, you see the bigger picture. I'm doing this for the family. I will discipline her in the right manner. If your husband is upsetting you, instead of having the ghil and this and that, no, we have children. We've got a bigger picture. Because the families make up the communities, and the communities make up the ummah. It all starts from in here, from within your heart. Tamhis, cleaning, tanqiyah, removing, being forgiving, being generous, being good, and then realizing that we have a priority at hand. When that happens, like wallahi, I tell you this, I've been in the public sphere for about 9 years now, this is the 10th year. This time round, haven't you noticed that with this issue of Palestine, there's been more unity than ever? Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Have you noticed that our voices are louder than ever?
Yes.
Have you noticed that we're stronger than ever?
Yes.
Have you noticed that social media has changed the game?
Yes.
Have you noticed that they're acquiescing? Have you noticed that they're on the back foot?
Yes.
Have you noticed that they're weak?
Yes.
Have you noticed them shiver?
Yes.
Have you noticed them tremble?
Yes.
I have noticed them tremble. They're ru'us, they're top heads. We have something that these people don't have. Our God is not the God of money, is it? Ta'is abdu dinari wa dirham. The Prophet said, perished is the one who is the slave of a dinar and dirham. Money is your God, because that's a weak God. And so you have weak resolve, weak motivation. 2 days you can't handle it on Twitter. Imagine in a battlefield. But then you have children that throw rock and go in and say, oh, I'm ready to die. Child. A child in Palestine. The gift of Iman that gives us the courageous, the gallantness, the bravery, the will to live, the purpose, all the things these people, even if they bought the whole world, they would not be able to achieve it, is a gift no other people can have. We have that. They would wish to have that. If they knew how it felt, if they knew what it meant, they would... Yujadiluna bil suyuf, as the Salaf used to say. They would fight us with it, with swords. That's what they would do. Actually, nowadays, they probably do it on a plane or something, where they're far away on a drone, so they don't have to engage with the swords themselves, because they are cowards. So I'm going to give you some points of action, because I feel your anger. I feel your rage. I want you to go home. If you have anybody in your family, a friend that you have a khusuma with, you have a dispute, a discord with, resolve it today with the Muslim people. Can we get a pledge for that? Yes or no? If you know anybody who is disputing with each other, you're going to step in and try and resolve it. Yes or no? Why? Because if we do that, we're bringing the Ummah together. And if we bring the Ummah together, we protect the Ummah from these Sahayana and the Zionists and these elements that want to destroy us. It's a matter of survival. It is a matter of survival. The second thing I want you to do is make prolonged and proper dua in your sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gives Palestine and its people complete victory. Complete victory. هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. It's victory anyway. Because if the martyr dies, he goes to Jannah. He goes to Jannah. Or she goes to Jannah. Otherwise, it's victory. It's win-win for us and it's lose-lose for them. Bear that in mind. This conception of Jannah, it is something we can delight in and enjoy. It's one of the beautiful gifts. We can think, oh, we're going to be in a place where there's no bad feeling. Those babies that are killed are in a place, inshallah, where there's no bad feeling. And there are ones, inshallah, in the hellfire where they would wish to be hit by missiles, burning therein eternally, the cowards that they are. Point of action number one, fix your relationships. Point of action number two, make dua. And point of action number three, use your voice wherever you can, on social media, on normal media, in your schools, anywhere. Don't let them intimidate you. Yes, of course, we're not going to say anything illegal. But we need to be able to use this platform. You and I are in the United Kingdom, the so-called first world. We have advantages 95% of the world doesn't have. We have a responsibility, therefore, that 95% of the world doesn't have, especially of the Muslim people. Whatever you can do, do it. And with that, I conclude. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.